NBC monitored news on the hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's David Rush.
North Korea's vice president today said his country will severely punish the crew members of the American ship Pueblo. Kang Liang accused the United States of planning a new war in Korea and charged the Pueblo intruded in Korean waters as an act of provocation. Liang also declared his nation's opposition to discussion of the Pueblo incident in the UN Security Council. Liang spoke to newsmen in Damascus, Syria, during a stopover en route to Iraq. In India, Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin said the Pueblo issue is one to be settled by the two countries involved, a statement which apparently ruled out the possibility that Russia might intercede in behalf of the United States. The Soviets have twice rejected U.S. requests to help free the Pueblo. Meanwhile, the leading Japanese newspaper Asahi reports that a Russian destroyer and another vessel are trailing a U.S. task force led by the nuclear-powered carrier Enterprise. The task force is cruising off Korea in the Sea of Japan. In Korea itself, the situation is tense but relatively quiet. We'll have a report and more news after this for the RCIA.
Effective February 1st, the federal minimum wage rises to $1.60 an hour for all employees previously covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. Several million retail store employees will benefit by this increase. The RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, the only union devoted exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees, campaigned actively in support of this bill. The RCIA felt it had a social responsibility to all working people in the retail field, even those who are not members of the RCIA. Those who are members, over 500,000 of them, through the achievements of their union and collective bargaining, already enjoy wage and working standards that are far above the minimums established by federal law. For more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, David Rush.
Now, a report on activity along Korea's demarcation line. To Paul Cunningham, NBC News, Tokyo.
There's relative quiet along the truce line separating North and South Korea. However, both American and South Korean forces are intensifying efforts today to prevent further attempts by North Korea to infiltrate troops along the line. While not specifying what particular steps are being taken, the commander-in-chief of the United Nations Command, General Charles H. Bonesteel, has said his troops are fully determined and capable of meeting whatever action North Korea might be planning. Reports persist, meanwhile, of a U.S. task force, including one aircraft carrier, on its way to rendezvous with the carrier Enterprise off the North Korean coast. Military officials refuse to comment. And finally, Communist China, in its first official comment concerning the capture of the Pueblo, said only that it is watching developments closely. It made no threats of intervention. Paul Cunningham, NBC News, Tokyo.
Radio Havana has announced a purge of the communist hierarchy in Cuba. The broadcast said 11 leaders were ousted because they opposed Fidel Castro's policies for pushing guerrilla warfare in Latin America. The Pentagon has announced that parts of all four of the nuclear weapons lost in a B-52 crash near Thule, Greenland, have been found. Investigators on the scene say serial numbers on weapon fragments found at the crash scene correspond to those of the four weapons. The search continues for remaining bomb parts. More in a moment.
Here's one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Mrs. Glockenspiel.
It's Miss, but I haven't given up. Are you married?
What do you think of our 101 cigarette?
It's cute.
No, I mean the taste.
I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer. You don't look married.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
We even smoke the same brand of cigarettes.
North Vietnam has identified three American flyers it says will be released from captivity for the Lunar New Year. But the announcement did not say when or where the trio will be set free. The three are identified as Major Norris Overly of West Virginia and Captain John Black of Tennessee, both Air Force pilots, and Navy Lieutenant Junior Grade David Matheny of Indiana. North Vietnam said Captain Black was captured in Hanoi. The announcement gave the first news that Overly is still alive. He had been listed as missing in action. Earlier, communist forces in South Vietnam released 14 South Vietnamese military prisoners. Again, the lead story, North Korea's vice president says crew members of the Pueblo will be severely punished. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when 101 brings you NBC Monitor News.
Metropolitan Area News next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. At 5.5 minutes past 3 o'clock, it's 38 degrees in New York City, and this is Fred Collins with the latest WNBC News. A transportation crisis in New York City tomorrow morning appears certain. Striking garage attendants at 65 parking garages in Manhattan and the Bronx have steadfastly refused to accept a settlement reached by the union leadership. The membership wants immediate wage boosts rather than spread over a 3-year period. WNBC News reporter Jim Heyer has talked to spokesmen for garage operators. Here is his report.
Jacob Peller, counsel and chief negotiator for garage owners, explains why.
And we had the right to assume that this was by authority of the rank and file, by the membership, and that peace would exist for 3 more years in this industry. In view of the results of yesterday's mass meeting, we just don't have anyone to talk to.
Heller implied that city officials may now have to use their influence to bring both sides together to reach an amicable agreement. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News, reporting from the Mobile Unit.
At Paterson, New Jersey, talks are being held today in an effort to end a driver's walkout that has shut down the Intercity Transportation Company. The line is used by about 20,000 New York-bound commuters on an average weekday. WNBC presents a special on these stories at 5:30. City Councilman Robert Lowe suggested today that a new jetport be built of landfill either in Long Island Sound or off the New Jersey coast. He said the artificial island could be made of ash from incinerators and possibly even compacted raw garbage, thus alleviating the city's disposal problems. And Assemblyman Joseph Cutler, a Brooklyn Democrat, has urged an end to what he calls ballyhoo raids by police and press on college campuses. Cutler, the chairman of a legislative committee on education, said on WNBC's Direct Line that the people arrested on drug charges at Stony Brook, Long Island, have been picked up without all the hoopla. The weather picture now for our neighborhood, 38 degrees and cloudy, the humidity 67%. Cloudy through Monday with some periods of rain or drizzle, likely this afternoon, and continuing into Monday morning. Highs today and Monday in the low 40s. Repeating the temperature, 38 degrees. That's the news and weather to this moment. This is Fred Collins.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Hi, this is Kurt Gowdy at the Big M, sitting in today for vacationing Henry Morgan. Candace Bergen, a beautiful young lady who doesn't hesitate to speak her mind, will be visiting with us and giving her candid opinions on the flower children and the drug scene. That's about 3 minutes away. Meantime, the Tijuana Brass and Carmen.
Thank you. 5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters. Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero Massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Candace Bergen has been called beautiful in the style of Grace Kelly, cool in the style of Julie Christie, and intense in a style that is strictly her own. The daughter of Edgar Bergen is not yet 22, and her latest film, Live for Life, is her third. It was shot in Kenya, and the young lady really gets around because our reporter, Rick Lazar, caught up with her in Mallorca.
Candace, tell me, what do you think about the flower children, the flower people, and the hippie movement?
I'm all for it. You know, I think that from what our society has promoted today, there's only one way you can go, and that's backwards, because going forwards hasn't seemed to produce very much that's worthwhile. And if I had the choice of punching a time clock and, you know, living in a plastic duplex every day of my life or dropping out and living in the country, there's no question. Fortunately, I'm lucky enough to have a sort of affluent insulation, you know. But if I couldn't insulate myself from what our cities are today, if I couldn't get out of the smog and the population explosion, which is so naively handled, I'd drop out in a second, you know.
Well, tell me, you know, a lot of drugs come into the hippie movement scene. What do you think about that?
Oh, dear. Well, I think the way drugs started out was that it's not an escapism. I think that alcohol is an escapism. I think that grass or marijuana and acid, as LSD, started out with genuine hippies before the movement became plastic and they started making love burgers and things like that.
Just a moment. What's a love burger?
That's when the hippie movement, as the establishment had to categorize it, started commercializing on it and making love burgers as hamburgers in San Francisco and putting out clotheslines and, you know, manufacturers' products on the hippies to sell them. And, of course, now, you know, it sort of bastardized the whole movement. But I think that LSD started as really reducing the preconditioning. It's a tremendous ordeal to break down what we've been taught in our society, to break down the hatred, to break down, most of all in America, the fear and the hysteria that spread into most Americans, of being afraid of everything that's unknown, of anything that's strange, and anything that deviates from the norm of life, because our society is taking us away from beauty and simplicity.
You find people like the Beatles taking LSD, doesn't this... Well, it makes an impression on the young people, right?
Well, that's just what I was hesitating about by talking about drugs. One thing that I think is dangerous is that LSD now is really easier to get hold of than marijuana, since it can be manufactured and manufactured badly in labs and on colleges. And then kids read people that are real idols, like Paul McCartney, and, you know, rightly so, saying that what they did in music is due to acid. Also, kids are now hearing McCartney saying that they could have done it without acid, that they could have done it on meditation, which, of course, meditation, which is what everybody's getting into now, is anti-drug, because it's all done through the mind. I think this is a good thing, too. I think it's a good thing for people to get into this and get away from drugs a bit, because drugs are becoming too much of a focal point, and all people talk about are what they tripped out on, you know.
Well, don't you feel, Candace, that some people cannot take LSD when you're talking about LSD? Maybe a certain percentage can, but don't you believe that some people can't handle it at all?
I really strongly believe that. That's why I think that when you listen to people like McCartney saying that what he did in music is through acid, and then people say, well, look what I can do through writing or plumbing, you know, and what a great electrician I'll be if I start freaking out. And it's, I think that the majority of people can handle it, and I think that's why I shouldn't be talking about it for one thing and making it sound like a good thing, because it's a very powerful drug, and one shouldn't neglect the fact that it can do permanent damage to the brain and to children from girls who take it. It's a drug that people should wait on, I think, till more things are known about it. And even so, it can still damage people mentally for a long time.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Candace. You've been one of the most interesting interviews we've had in a long, long time.
I'm sure I'll be indicted after.
Monitor's guest has been Candace Bergen, young actress with new ideas. This is Rick Lazar in Mallorca reporting for Monitor.
While Miss Bergen is in a class of her own of the young set, a young fellow who thinks differently plays ball for the Boston Red Sox, and he's built a phenomenal following for himself in a relatively short time. His name, Carl Yastrzemski, the son of a potato farmer in Long Island. And he was honored this week at the first annual Washington Baseball Writers' Dinner. You'll hear Carl's remarks of that dinner on Joe Garagiola's Sports Report in about 7 minutes, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The name's the same, but the game is different. When Fortune Phone premieres on WNBC, January 29th. All day, any day, the new Fortune Phone could ring for you. Listen and learn how you can be a Fortune Phone winner when WNBC Radio premieres the week of January 29th.
What made you women decide to become United States Air Force nurses?
Oh, I don't know. I just got tired of the same old routine. It's an opportunity to keep up with the latest medical developments. Besides, I'm serving my country. You also have a chance to specialize.
You can become an Air Force nurse if you're a graduate of a school of nursing and have nurse registration, and if you can meet other qualifications. Contact your local United States Air Force recruiter. It could change your job and your life.
Tomorrow is Radio Premiere Week on WNBC New York.
Back with Monitor. The dictionary defines the word graft as the taking of money or other gain in dishonest or questionable ways. This weekend, we're having a series of reports from various parts of the country on the incidents of graft and other unlawful practices such as bribery. Our next regional report is from Los Angeles, and Art White, NBC News.
Los Angeles is in the midst of a major political scandal involving four city commissioners appointed by Mayor Yorty. The four men have been indicted on 15 counts of perjury, bribery, and criminal conflict of interest. At issue are the financial connections of commissioners with persons to whom they awarded valuable city leases. Mayor Yorty's administration has come under fire before, but this is the first time any members of his official family have been indicted on criminal charges. Yorty has been mayor since 1961, and in that time has set up one of the most effective local political machines in the city's history. Yorty operates as if he were running for office every day. He's had numerous fundraising dinners, all well attended by his commissioners and the people to whom they sell expensive tickets. Most of the City Hall scandal reports concern the city's 125 commissioners appointed by the mayor. They sit as five-man boards governing the various city departments. Most of the commissioners are politically active in the mayor's many campaigns for a variety of offices, contribute heavily themselves or they're fired, and are the main channels for Yorty's political contributions. Many say that Yorty is now in his first serious political trouble. The average man on the street is willing to believe that graft and corruption exist at City Hall, whether it's ever proven in court or not. But in the past, Yorty's been able to come out of political trouble with flags flying. He's combating his current problems by labeling every criticism as a smear attempt against him. The general apathy of Los Angeles citizens toward anything that happens at City Hall is on his side, although the current scandals may eventually mean an end to the city's commission form of government. In the final analysis, the City Hall scandals in Los Angeles are in that gray legal area approving the difference between bribery and political favoritism. Art White, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Our next regional report will be from New York City, where the police department just the other day charged a sergeant and nine patrolmen with accepting gifts from restaurants, stores, and other businesses. The concerns had been named in a list that was found on a subway train.
Play now, pay later. From RCA, number one in home entertainment, come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV and stereo. So play now, pay later. The RCA way.
Play now, pay later. The RCA way.
At your participating RCA dealer now.
Petula Clark here, her latest.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, my love. Love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happy all without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me,
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Sports has its heroes, and sports heroes also have heroes. I'll be back with the views of one of them after this from State Farm.
Hi, this is Phil Foster. You know something? I get sick and tired of people telling me I talk with a bad Brooklyn accent. Like when I say State Farm Mutual is the world's biggest car insurance company, because it offers the world's best car insurance value, meaning low cost, and more than 13,500 full-time agents and claim representatives to give you fast, fair, friendly service. Now, where's the accent problem? When I say State Farm or world's biggest, maybe when I say best car insurance value or fast, fair, friendly service. Now, be honest, folks. Does that sound like a bad Brooklyn accent to you? To me, it sounds like a beautiful Brooklyn accent. Hey.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
On Tuesday night in Washington, D.C., Carl Yastrzemski of the Boston Red Sox picked up another award. In the process, he showed again that he's quite a young man. It had been a big day in Yastrzemski's life. He had a chance, along with his wife and parents, to visit President Johnson in the White House. Later, they had lunch with the Massachusetts congressional delegation. And that night, he sat on a dais with Vice President Humphrey and other dignitaries and received his award from Senator Ted Kennedy. After accepting the Sam Rice Award, presented by the Washington Baseball Writers, Yastrzemski repeated something he had said earlier to the president and to the congressman.
I'll never forget attending the Boston Naval Hospital
after the Battle of Vietnam, and we had a lot of veterans wounded. I can remember coming up to this one youngster and trying to make him feel relaxed and happy and useful. And I told him, I said, the youth of America today is all with the country, and that just a small minority is against the country. And these are the ones that grab the headlines of the papers. And as I proceeded to go on and on, he interrupted me. He said, Mr. Yastrzemski, and this fellow was hit by shrapnel, and he's immobile for 6 months with a cast up to his neck, and he can't move until July 1st. The reason I'm over in Vietnam and the reason I was wounded is because that these people, they demonstrate and express their own feeling, their true feelings, and that democracy prevails in the United States. These are the great, courageous people of today, the Vietnam boys. And believe me, believe me, all the awards that I receive, I appreciate. But the most gracious awards I receive is from a lot of the hospitals. These Vietnam boys, after I visit them, they send a little letter, and each Vietnam soldier autographs it. This is the kind of trophy I like to hang in my house, because they're a great inspiration to me.
That was Carl Yastrzemski. Tonight, here on Monitor, I'll be bringing you a special program of highlights of the Washington Baseball Writers' Dinner. I've attended a great many sports banquets in my time, but this one has to be the most unusual. I think you'll enjoy it, too. It should appeal to the red-hot sports fan and to the people who don't know too much about sports. Remember now, later tonight on Monitor, the highlights of the most unusual sports dinner I've ever attended. This is Joe Garagiola of our Monitor Sports. And now this from 101.
Here's one of 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested the new 101. The cigarette a silly millimeter longer than the hundreds.
Listen, I may be a stranger, but nobody's perfect. Not even my mother.
Well, what does she think of the 101?
She thinks it's silly, but I think the taste makes a lot of sense. I'd like it even if it was 1 millimeter shorter.
A silly millimeter longer, 101. A silly millimeter longer, 101.
The 101, it tastes one better.
A perfect description, almost.
By the way, the broadcast time of that special Joe will be doing on the Baseball Writers Banquet is 8:05 Eastern Standard Time tonight. Piano, Joe Harnell. My name, Kurt Gowdy, with you all across America on Monitor. KODY, North Platte, Nebraska, is NBC in the heart of Buffalo Bill country. Wherever you are, stay around. We'll be back.
Henry Fonda visits Monitor this afternoon on the NBC radio network.
Patrick McGoohan provides the action. Dave Brubeck provides the jazz. Watch all night long on the Sunday Film Festival tonight at 11:30.
That's tonight at 11:30 on Channel 4, New York. At 3:30, it's 38 degrees in New York City. And this is Fred Collins with the latest WNBC News. Air Force investigators in Thule, Greenland, have found fragments of all four nuclear bombs that disappeared when a plane crashed there a week ago. The Defense Department says the bombs, identified by serial numbers, broke up when the plane crashed and did not sink to the bottom of North Star Bay as they had feared. A search for the remaining bomb fragment is continuing. North Korea's seizure of the Pueblo has gotten official support from Communist China. A government statement distributed today says the Chinese government firmly supports the Korean government. The statement also accused the United States of military blackmail. The United Nations Security Council will continue its discussions of the Pueblo incident tomorrow afternoon. Today, 15 nations are continuing private talks on the crisis at the UN. The North Vietnamese government in Hanoi has released the names of three captured pilots it plans to set free. They are Captain John Black from Tennessee, Major Morris Overly from West Virginia, and Ensign David Matheny from Indiana. The government says the men are being freed because they repented, but has not announced the place or date when they will be returned. The French Navy is searching the Mediterranean Sea for a missing French submarine. In another part of the Mediterranean, the Israeli government is still looking for one of its submarines that disappeared Thursday. A garage strike in Manhattan and the Bronx is expected to continue tomorrow. Employees at 650 garages that handle up to 200,000 cars each day walked off their jobs at midnight. Alternate side of the street parking rules will be suspended tomorrow because of the strike. And WNBC News will present a comprehensive special report on a possible transportation crisis stemming from the strike of garage attendants in New York and the strike against the intercity bus company in New Jersey. That's this afternoon at 5:30. In Vietnam, Marines fought with North Vietnamese troops near Kishan and killed 151 enemy soldiers during a 2.5-hour battle. 19 Marines were killed and another 90 wounded during the fighting, which broke out after the beginning of a 7-day Lunar New Year truce. Allied forces will not observe the truce until tomorrow. Now the weather picture for our neighborhood. The present temperature, 38 degrees, and it's cloudy. The humidity, 67%. The barometer is steady. Wind from the northeast at 8 miles an hour. Cloudy through Monday with periods of rain or drizzle, likely this afternoon and continuing into Monday morning. Highs today and Monday will be in the low 40s. Lows tonight in the mid-30s. Precipitation probability, about 60% today, 70% tonight, and 40% on Monday. The outlook for Tuesday, cloudy with little temperature change and a chance of a few showers. Now, repeating the WNBC temperature, it's 38 degrees. That's the news and weather to this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 4 o'clock with Dean Mell. This is Fred Collins.
It's morning, Jeff. It's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with news, news and music and comedy on NBC.
Monitor it is. Kurt Gowdy, I am, and you have to be somebody who keeps up with what's happening in this fast-changing world. So if you stay with Monitor, you'll hear the latest developments plus reports and the stories of continuing interest. Our next Ring Around the World report in about 4 minutes is from NBC News correspondent Howard Tuckner in Saigon on the moving of U.S. Army troops to help Marines at the demilitarized zone. A new one here now by Trini Lopez.
It's the straight line. You get the things you go after. Whole lot for good times and laughter. This is your chance, so go for today. It's the straight line. Why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top and you'll make it. Stick with your dreams and you'll find your way. Straight ahead, you'll go through 1,000 doors. one thing worth keeping. Love will come if you've got love to give. Then a great life you can live, you can live, you can live. Why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top and you'll make it. Stick with your dreams and you'll find your way. Straight ahead, you'll go through a thousand doors. And straight ahead,
indigestion bothers me when I eat too well.
Haven't you heard about Digel?
Digel.
You see, when you get indigestion, you may have double trouble. Excess acid and heartburn. Now, plain antacids neutralize excess acid, but they have no direct effect on heartburn. Gas. Digel relieves both.
Well, what's in Digel?
Well, first, Digel contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps relieve heartburn. Gas. That two-fold feeling. Second, Digel's modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double-action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report on the latest move by the U.S. military in South Vietnam from Howard Tuckner, NBC News, Saigon.
For the first time in this war, thousands of U.S. Army troops have been sent into the northern provinces of South Vietnam to bolster U.S. Marine forces. According to well-informed U.S. sources, the U.S. command in Saigon wanted to make the move often in the past, but sources say the Marine Corps objected and got its way. Now, with about 40,000 North Vietnamese troops threatening U.S. positions near the demilitarized zone, no alternatives apparently remained. Army troops were ordered to back up the Marines and perhaps to fight side-by-side with the Marines. The troops, about 4,000 of them, are from the 1st Air Cavalry Division, the most mobile U.S. outfit in Vietnam. Thousands of more air cavalry troops are expected to join those already in jumping off positions near the demilitarized zone. There is no doubt, sources say, that the Marines can use the reinforcements. Last year alone, more than 3,000 Marines were killed and about 25,000 wounded. But by far the most important reason for moving Army troops into Marine territory is to give U.S. forces badly needed mobility near the demilitarized zone. There are no finer troops than Marine infantrymen. None fight harder or with more courage. But the Marines also have older, slower, and fewer helicopters than most U.S. Army units in Vietnam. More than anything else, this is the war of the helicopter. Without enough fast, dependable helicopters, U.S. troops near the demilitarized zone, at a place such as Khe Sanh, for example, can find themselves largely on the defensive and steadily worn down. Now the Army's large fleet of 1st Air Cavalry helicopters gives the Allies badly needed mobility near the demilitarized zone, and they may need it. Sources say the U.S. command here got the go-ahead for the shift of Army troops up north, only after the Pentagon was convinced that the North Vietnamese now have the capability of seriously hurting the Americans near the demilitarized zone. Howard Tuckner, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report brought to you by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Sinatra with Lee Hazelwood.
Here's one of 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101, the filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Oh, what do I know about cigarettes? I'm a lumberjack.
Well, you must have some reaction.
I do. I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
That's not silly. I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
Timber.
13 minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Andy Devine, and I want to talk to you about kids. Partly because I like kids, but mostly because so many fatherless boys need the help that only you can give them. A growing boy needs a man to look up to and show him the way when the going gets rough. And Big Brothers is the organization that does something about the problems every fatherless boy is up against. The record proves that their policy of one man, one boy really works. They're not asking for your money. Believe me, you'll find that being a Big Brother can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life, because no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a boy. Find out what you can do. Call your local Big Brothers office or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19103. Thanks.
WNBC News will present a comprehensive special report on a possible transportation crisis this afternoon at 5:30, WNBC New York.
UCLA's Gary Beavin speculates on his future with the pros, coming up on Monitor Sports in 3 minutes. Right now, here's Margaret Whiting's latest.
Yes, it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Tell me I should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but left me with a man.
College football's Heisman Trophy winner. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
Well, I like the name Cougar. Sounds kind of wild.
It makes me feel kind of chic and sophisticated, cruising down the street and having people's heads turned.
Well, I got a lot of room in there. You know, for my legs.
With Cougar, I can kind of just slip in and out of the tiniest places. Makes me feel like I'm an expert.
Well, I don't know what it's called technically, but as far as I'm concerned, Cougar is a sports car.
Yeah, like the steering wheel I ordered special, because it's so great. I just open the door and it swings right out of my way.
Well, it's got all sorts of extras that are standard that other cars don't give you. Sequential turn signals, bucket seats, everything. It's great.
With the Cougar, you can order an automatic transmission that works manually, too. It's kind of a special car. Kind of personal feeling. You know, very luxurious. Everything's all foam padded.
It must be selling a lot of Cougars. You see them around everywhere.
Mercury Cougars got it. The fine car touch. Catch one at your Mercury dealers now.
Pro football's combined draft gets underway in New York next Tuesday morning. Expected to be a high pick is UCLA quarterback Gary Beban. A report from Monitor's Joe Pellegrino.
Well, Gary, I guess being a Heisman Trophy winner, a lot of people ask, what about pro football?
I'm going to give it a full shot after you're involved in athletics all your life. Playing with the best is probably your goal, and it's definitely mine. So it's all speculation now. We have to see what they're going to do on the 30th and 31st of this month, and then we'll try and make our decision together later on. But I'll make a go of it.
Gary, you did not really play a lot of ball until I understand you got to college. What was the reason that you did not play much football?
Well, being from San Francisco in the Bay Area, the area is orientated toward baseball, so much more participation is in baseball, better programs. But the high school I attended did have a good football program, and I was very fortunate for myself that probably was the main reason I went to school to play at UCLA, because I had such a good program in high school.
How about baseball? How are you as far as holding the stick is concerned?
Well, you know, you get to the point sometimes where you have to make a decision between two things, and it was a decision for myself between football and baseball. And I decided on football because of the opportunity to go to school. I just haven't had time to get back with the bat and ball because of school and studies and spring ball, so I had to eliminate baseball.
Gary, what did you major in college, and what are you going to be doing in the off seasons?
I really don't know about the off season. It's pretty indecisive right now, just like pro football, but I did major in history. I'll graduate in June, and now I have three or four scholarship offers to go to grad school, so there are some opportunities to get into my education.
Gary, you've thrown to some pretty good ends in college. Some scouts are saying this year's crop of football player is not maybe the best that they've had in the past, or does not quite measure up. Would you go along with that, with the competition that you face this year?
I face some mighty fine football players, and especially linemen and linebackers. I've seen my good share, and I think there are many backs and players that are eligible for the draft to help the pro football teams out. Maybe they're getting a little too choosy, who knows.
Well, of course, you all lost to Southern Cal by 1 point, and of course, you lost the national title by, I guess, that 1 point, too, because you were certainly up there with Southern Cal. Did you see that much difference between your club and Southern Cal?
No, I think it was the two best teams, the two best teams in the country played on that field that day. And of course, you're prejudiced, because being from the Bruins and losing to SC by 1 point, but there were two good football teams, played a fine football game, and we just happened to come up one short, and SC has a fine team, there's no doubt about it. They're overloaded with talent at all positions, and they played a good ball game, and they beat us by a point.
Well, Gary, best of luck to you. We'll look for you in the pro game.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary Beban. This is Joe Pellegrino in Washington for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Autolite.
You're listening to a $250,000 experimental car, hand-built by Ford. It's got a $50,000 body, a $10,000 control panel, and a $4 oil filter. An Autolite filter, the same kind you buy. How come a $4 Autolite filter in a $250,000 car? Because there is no better filter, not at any price. Get an Autolite oil filter for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Sports fans are Monitor fans. They know they get all the sports news every weekend right here.
Nationwide, it's NBC. Here's one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Well, I think everybody should love one another.
I mean, what do you think of 101 cigarettes?
Oh, I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
Well, that's not silly. I'd like it even if it wasn't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
You'll love them.
Love is Blue by the orchestra of Paul Mauriat.
From RCA, number one in home entertainment, come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV and stereo. So play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Play now, pay later.
At your participating RCA dealer now.
Kurt Gowdy here, back with you shortly. News coming up.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time. Good morning, sir.
Hello, I'm Jenny Kay, executive secretary and recovered alcoholic. I had a serious drinking problem. My life was a mess. I was a girl who was going to work hard and really make it big. Well, I did work hard, but I couldn't seem to make it at all. I juggled charge accounts, forgot to eat, overslept, didn't go to work, lied, cheated, and slowly died inside. In short, I was a zombie, unemployable, undesirable, and very, very sick. I thought I was some kind of nut, and that alcohol was the only thing that made life bearable. But I learned through Alcoholics Anonymous that alcohol was my real problem, and AA showed me that I could do something about it.
If you or someone close to you is having a drinking problem, AA can help. The number to call for information is code 212-Oregon-9-3355. That's code 212-Oregon-9-3355.
WNBC News will present a comprehensive special report on the possible transportation crisis this afternoon at 5:30. WNBC, New York. It's 4 o'clock.